John.
Hello, John.
You didn't Where quite understand you? What I was doing there, did you?
No. Where are you?
I am sitting in a bed, actually under the covers, in a flat in Soho in London.
Oh, my Ooh. God.
Why it's are you in so bed random. At 6 o'clock in the evening?
Hey?
Why are you in bed at 6 o'clock in the evening?
Well, it's not actually that I'm going to bed. It was just the most comfortable place to sit while I did the podcast.
What?
And then my feet, so I was sitting on the bed and then my feet got cold, so I decided to get in the bed.
Is it cold?
It is cold compared to LA. Cold? It's not freezing, yeah. But it is a little bit different here.
A bit nippy.
And what can you see out of your window?
At the moment, nothing. All I can see are my blinds. I've basically got this studio flat in Soho, but it's a really well-designed studio flat. So my bed's kind of at the back of it, and then there's two big windows to look out over Wardour Street and a kitchen to my right. And it's really cool. I love it. It's so cool. But it's so noisy.
That's really cool. It sounds amazing. I miss London. I haven't been back for a year.
Well, you'll have to come stay with me and come and stay in my little flat in Soho.
Woo-hoo! Cool. So how's your work going, Dawn? What's going on?
No, right, so I've just got back from... Right, when did I get here? How long ago? 2 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago?
A week and a half ago.
No, it's not that long.
But yeah, and so I got here about 2 weeks ago and I chilled out for a little bit, didn't really do much, and then I just got back from Guernsey where I was filming with my crew, making a show which I'm still not allowed to tell anybody what it's about. But,
oh, wow.
I know, it all went really well, and I went back to Guernsey and hung out with my auntie and my uncle and saw lots of my old school friends, which was really cool. And they were all just like, oh, Dawn, you live this amazing life. You live this crazy little life. And they've all got babies, and I was thinking, oh, babies. Maybe I want to have a babies.
Well, we had that discussion, didn't we, about...
Yeah, the other week.
Your friends saying, what amazing life, and we were comparing it, weren't we? Like, what's the...
Yeah. Just the kind of weighing up the experience.
The grass is not always greener.
The stability thing.
Mm. Hey, so did you get them all to subscribe to the podcast?
Yeah, they've all subscribed to the podcast. Actually, loads of people were listening to it. Loads of people were saying, love the podcast. I was like, international.
So are we That's famous brilliant. In Guernsey then?
Hey, yeah, you're famous in Guernsey.
Wow. Awesome.
You're all famous in Guernsey. Someone said, a vegan ran up to me and said, oh, I love Gail. She said, I'm vegan and I never hear about vegans talking about being vegan.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Did anyone come
I've
up to you
one
and
fan.
Say did anyone come up and say vagina
really oh yeah
it's quite weird. We should probably explain to the listeners what's going on technically.
Yeah, why don't you explain
a technical boo-boo. I'm in this flat in London and we set up this kind of I don't even know if I'm recording. I think I am. I hope I am. It doesn't look like it normally does when I'm recording.
Well, we've probably got you record. Are we recording her as well?
Yeah, but it's not.
No, it's not great quality. But we, are, if worst case scenario, we've
okay,
got you.
Okay, when I don't
Skype.
Talk, no. But it's just, yeah, I think I'm recording. Oh well, listen, I'm just going to carry on. But that's basically that. Pretty much explains the situation. I'm on the phone on my mobile phone to Gail and Eileen and Zach, who are on their phones in LA, and
we're
I'm
not. We're on Skype.
Here.
Yeah, I think it's quite brilliant, actually.
And then Zach is going to put them two together miraculously, so it sounds like we're all in the same room. So really, I never need to mention it, but I did.
So we shouldn't have said anything, yeah.
It's so weird. You know what's really strange, though? Because we're on Skype, I keep hearing Gail's emails coming in on her computer in my ear.
All those millions of emails.
So much technology going on. So I went on a TV show the other night, guys. It's like a weekly topical... current affairs debate show, chat show type thing called This Week on BBC One. And I went on, they asked me to go on to discuss pornography.
Oh, that's the one my mum was going to... She didn't actually watch it because she fell asleep. It was a bit late for her. But she said, oh, I saw your friend. Well, I couldn't watch it, but she was on something about porn.
I know. Because I'm obliged to tell my family everything that I do. I always have to say things to them. Listen, I'm on this show. It's on BBC One. It's got quite a big audience. I think it's quite good. But I'm talking about porn. I'm just going to leave it up to you whether you watch it or not. I'm not going to tell you to. I'm not going to be offended if you don't. And they
do
aware. Every time. They always watch it. And I'm like, oh, God, maybe I shouldn't tell them.
Your stage name could be Porn Daughter.
Oh, that I've been called porn daughter. That's not new, Eileen. Kylie.
Well, that's not new either.
Porn daughter. So what did you talk about on the show?
So they wanted to get me on to talk about, are we really still shocked about porn? Like, why is it still a scandal if a politician is caught watching porn? Like, there's that side of it. And also the fact that what children have access to, and how, you know, horrific and fetishy some of the stuff that they watch is. So I just kind of went on. I was just like, listen, I think porn's got its place. I think it can be really valuable in sex education. And I think it takes a stigma out of sex and makes it kind of horny. And you can learn stuff from it, obviously, depending on the type of porn. You know, the stuff like the fetish stuff that kids are watching, like Two Girls, One Cup, is obviously wrong.
Oh, that's
wrong.
So gross.
But I don't consider
One
Cup.
Gail doesn't know about Two Girls, One Cup.
All right. Well, hang on, Eileen. What is Two Girls, One Cup?
Oh, you don't know what it is either.
It's two girls and they get into a cup of poo and they...
What?
Yeah, it's disgusting and they poo and they swallow
it. Two girls,
it's proper
one
poo.
Cup.
I can't watch
close
it.
Close up and defecating into a mug.
It's a big giant cup.
That's disgusting. I can't imagine...
I couldn't watch the whole thing, but they're all rolling around in poo.
Okay,
and
who?
And this is the kind of thing that kids watch on their mobile phones. So the question on the show that was, does this give children a warped perception of what sex is? And of course it does. However, this politician, MP called Diane Abbott, who was on the show with me, and she's like one of the regulars on the show, she basically argued me into the ground and kept on saying stuff like, there's no value in porn. Anyone that makes porn is tragic and they're all crack whores.
No. You should say you're a frigid old cow.
That's what I wanted to say. I was just like, chill out. And she wouldn't let me get my words out. And loads of people have written to me saying she just didn't let you speak, which was firstly rude. And secondly, her point was stupid.
She's self-righteous.
And she kept saying that all prostitutes are crack whores. And then I said, well, that doesn't explain the latest porn phenomena. And the biggest porn phenomena at the moment is YouPorn, which is normal people making their own videos and posting them themselves. Because porn doesn't have to be dirty. Sometimes it can just be horny. So basically, I said that to her. And she said, well, I think they're all really sad.
Yeah, well, you know, like last year, Isabella Rossellini, she did insect porn on, I think it was on the Sundance channel. Basically, she dressed up as various different insects and had sex like a centipede and things like that. And it was kind of pornographic.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
That is
You can have a look.
Weird.
It's really interesting. It was quite beautiful, but it was insect porn or green porn, I think it was called.
Oh, I think I saw a poster for it the other day. I think that's repeating. Yeah.
You know what? Because I'm not a big porn fan, really, but I'm quite excited to see the first 3D porno came out a couple of weeks ago.
Oh my god, that's so weird. I was talking about 3D porn today and I didn't realise it had been done yet. I was going to try and
You should have jumped on the bandwagon. You could have a big old cock coming towards you.
Can
cartoon
you imagine?
Cock.
Moving your head and dodging the big cocks.
It'd be like
Making
Jaws all over again.
Forest.
That could be a new computer game. The kids are
talking
the cock. Like, what was that? Donkey Kong. It would be like
Donkey Cock.
Oh my god, that would be terrifying. Talking of making your way through a forest, I just went for a bikini wax, and I swear this woman nearly killed me. It was so painful.
Did you have a strip?
You know, the thing to do is take ibuprofen beforehand.
Did you have a landing strip?
Yeah, two before.
I've got a school friend that does that and she swears by it. But the thing is, I went in there, I really fancied something different. I was going to have a Hollywood all off. And then I got there and totally chickened out. Not because of the pain, but just because I just didn't know if I wanted
you
it to look
embarrassed.
Like that.
Yeah.
You should get your initials.
You are so stupid sometimes.
No, because
if I haven't got the guts to wear a Hollywood, I'll have a Hollywood. I'm not going to have DP, am I?
Exactly.
Or you could have hi.
Exactly.
Hello, boys.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about the Hollywood either. It makes you feel like
I've had it done,
like
but I felt
girl.
Like a 7-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
I
There's
did.
Something a bit. Bit
but that's
kind
the
of...
thing. The quandary that I have is a Hollywood feels amazing and changes everything sexy. Just makes it so sexy all the time. But it just I just don't like how it looks.
No, I'm not into that at all.
No,
I much prefer the. The landing strip.
Yeah. You know, also, the only time to get the Hollywood is when you have to wear a white bikini because it goes a bit see-through and then it's
when
best to have nothing.
When do you ever have to wear a white bikini?
Well, you never know.
What does Zach think about the Hollywood?
I'm so glad I'm not in the room when you ask that question. I think
I thought I'd take... I think I took your initiative there, Dawn, to ask that.
You know what's really
fun? How about we all go silent until Zach tells us which one he prefers, the Hollywood or the Brazilian? Okay, no one say anything until Zach tells us.
What is the Hollywood
example? I knew he was going to say it's all off.
Oh, that was a bit confident, Zach. I thought
a little bit of a strip.
Oh, did you say what is the Hollywood? Okay, no, right, so is Hollywood or Brazilian?
Hollywood.
Oh, Hollywood.
Woo, Zach.
He likes 7-year-olds.
Oh, God, I'm so shocked. I thought you were going to say au naturel.
Yeah, 70s, baby. Hey, you know what's really funny? We had a guest on The Daily Show last week. As soon as they saw Zach, they said vagina.
Yeah, no. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. It's your special little word, Zachy Poos.
He's thrilled.
You know, talking of porn,
yeah.
I met Ron Jeremy a couple of weeks ago, who's like one of the most famous porn stars, male porn stars.
Yes, I know exactly who Ron Jeremy is.
Yeah, he was a lovely fellow. I felt a bit embarrassed, though, because he's not very good looking. And I just felt kind of awkward because I haven't seen his penis because I've never seen any of his porn. But I was thinking he's thinking I have seen his penis and that's why I'm talking to him.
I'm sure he's probably quite cool with the fact that the majority of the world has seen his penis, and I would be surprised if he even thought about it anymore. Exactly. I can't imagine anything worse than having sex with Ron Jeremy, whether I was being paid thousands or not.
I've seen him in porn. I've met him as well.
He's very nice, isn't he?
Very nice, yeah. Somebody dared me to go and sit on his lap, actually, at a table in Miami.
I mean, can you imagine a guy that looks like that landing that job?
I know, it's quite amazing, really.
I know, it is.
A lucky man.
How did that happen?
He has a huge talent.
Yeah.
Oh, he does. Zach!
Does he have the Hollywood?
Do you know what? Going back to bikini waxing, a friend of mine at the moment is going out with a German guy who, and I think it's relevant that he's German in some weird way.
Yes.
From a program I made once, it's definitely relevant that he's German. But he wants her to grow like a full butt.
70s.
No, really.
Yeah, it's
I think
hairy armpits.
For no man.
But don't in a lot of European countries, they like the big hairy armpits and things like that?
In Italy and
Why?
Spain.
Why? It's a modern world. Get rid of it.
I suppose it's just a, you know, it's like a fashion thing, isn't it?
Or yeah.
I'm not cool with that
trend.
At all. I'm not cool with that at all.
By the way, what about men? What do you think, Dawn? What do you think of men that have shaved?
Well, I think absolutely men should absolutely. I get asked this question all the time by men and women. Do you think men should have a little trim? And I'm telling you right now, every single man listening, yes, you bloody should.
We say, yes,
there
we can.
I mean, what about you?
I agree. I think they should have a bit of grooming down below.
Yeah,
I think it's only polite. But you know what? I do quite like it when they haven't, because then it means, oh, they didn't eat, you know, it was impromptu.
That's not true.
There's
no excuse.
No, but you know, like if you go out to dinner with someone and you've gone home and they've already planned it, because they've got all tidied up down below, in a way it's quite nice if they haven't.
Yeah, actually, you're really true. It's different for girls because it's more of a maintenance thing. But for guys, I think they do it when they're seeing somebody. However, I can't remember what I was about to say. So someone fill my gap.
Oh! Did you
really mean that like that?
No.
You guys, that was a mistake.
Have you got any action while you've been
in
England?
Filling your gap?
fill my gap? Anyone? Anyone up
Anyone?
There?
Okay. No, have you had any action while you've been in England? Met any cuties?
No, but there might be a little bit of action happening later on tonight. Thus the bikini wax.
Oh, is that why you got the wax?
I was just going to ask the same question.
That's
interesting. No, but I'm giving no more information than that, I'm afraid. But yes, there's potential for some action. Thank you very much for asking.
This is what I was talking about, premeditation. And sometimes it's not always romantic. It's like you're only going to the dinner and the drinks and whatever because you want to have a shag at the end of it.
What are you talking about?
You, because you've just planned it. You've tied it up down below.
And then you...
Yeah, but I'm going to see someone who it's the... If we don't... If, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to go back in time and talk about waxing again. Because in my younger days, when I was slightly more mischievous and naughty than I am now, there's a definite difference in the way I used to behave to the way that I behave now. I sometimes used to, if I was going to go on a date with someone, I think I really don't want to sleep with them, I would deliberately not get a wax as a deterrent.
Yeah, or put on bad knickers.
Yes.
Yeah, I used to wear bad knickers. And not bad knickers and not shave my legs. Things like that.
I mean, what isn't that so ridiculous that we have to repulse ourselves to put out?
I've done exactly the same thing. Totally. I remember, like, you know, going out on this date with this guy, and I liked him, and I was like, right, I'm not doing anything. So I, purposely didn't do anything, and wore really bad knickers.
Grey bra. The one with the holes in. But then you just run into the bathroom, take it all off quickly.
And get your razor.
Borrow his razor.
That's exactly right. If you got drunk enough, you put out anyway, and it's just like, bugger, bollocks. And then you wake up in the morning all sober going, this is mortifying.
And then you can't find your horrible undies because they're somewhere trapped in his bedclothes.
So you leave without them.
And then you're like, not mine.
Hopefully never speak again.
My knickers.
Oh, dear. Oh, no, now I don't own bad knickers.
I think every girl's done that.
Well, every girl's can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Do you miss me?
Yes. I do really a lot. Really, really a lot. I wake up crying every morning.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
I need sincerity.
No, I really do. You know, Claudia was saying how much she missed you the other day as well.
Oh, good. Well, she sent me a lovely email. I miss our friends Fiona and Claudia, who don't do the podcast with us, as dear to me and Eileen and Gail as the three of us are to each other. And I miss you all so much. I miss Lulu so much. It's driving me crazy.
I saw Lulu on Sunday. I went over to say hello to Fiona's mum and dad with Petal, and I saw Lulu.
Little baby wobbly knickers. I kind of think London's changed a bit for me now. Like, I've been so busy since I've been back, and I've just been working, and having the best time. But my social life is kind of a bit different here because everyone really has kind of settled down and had babies. And now my social life here really is based around work. So it's very much Monday to Friday. And at the weekends, I just really chill out and don't really go out. And it's the weekend, last weekend, when I was just like, God, I really wish the girls were here. Like, that would be the most perfect life now if I could have this kind of... London life that I've got with you guys here as well. It would be so awesome. We'd have such a good time.
Well, we've got to come and visit.
Well, it's funny, you're right, because, like, when you know, you really do notice that, I think, when you go home, because you've got a lot more people that you know, and when they're all sort of settled down and with kids, you really do notice it a lot.
I know, I think you do.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
Does it make you miss LA?
I miss... Do you know what? I don't miss LA at all. I really miss you guys, and that's the honest truth. I feel the thing is that tears me between the two cities is that I could be on my own in London and still think it's the centre of the universe. If I was on my own in LA, I would cry myself to sleep every night. Do you know what I mean? I think London has got so much soul and character, and I'm happy here regardless of who else is here with me. Like the first 8 months of me being in LA before I met you guys, I was just so desperately miserable. So I kind of feel like I haven't thought about anything about the place, but when I'm in LA, I miss the bridges and the water and the buildings and, you know, the buzz of London. And when I'm in London, I don't miss anything about LA at all, apart from the sunshine.
Except the people.
But I miss,
the hiking.
I'm just gonna pop out the room for a second.
Gail's just popping out to check on Petal.
So Petal started walking.
Yeah, Petal started walking. She's really pretty. She's like proper little girl now. And
oh my
she
God,
says,
I can't believe it.
The really funny thing is that Steve, Gail's husband, has taught her how to laugh like Nan from Catherine Tate. You know Nan, when she goes...
I don't think that this is a very good thing.
No, it's awful. Do you know the laugh? Do the laugh, Dawn.
Well, it's just a really horrible... or something, isn't it?
No, it's like this.
I don't want people doing that.
I know, it's not very attractive at all, but Steve loves it. He's trying to teach her to say, what a fucking liberty, as well. But I said, you can't.
He's a wonderful father.
I was just telling that. Gail's come back. I was just telling Dawn about Petal laughing like Nan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Gail, intercept this. Intercept it.
My daughter's like, fucking liberty. But she's got the same laugh. It's hilarious. Actually, Steve noticed it.
Mm. Oh, my God, this is terrible.
And then if you do it, she'll do it back. So we were just doing it, weren't we? Yeah. She's fast asleep in there with her face down and her bum in the air.
Ooh. She's been watching Ron Jeremy.
Oh, horrible thought. That's disgusting, Ali.
There's no boundaries for me.
That was so inappropriate. That was so inappropriate. Can I just say, I just joined a gym today. I don't think I've been a member of a gym for about 1,000 years. I'm really nervous about that first time.
So you've joined?
That's funny because I just joined a gym too.
Have either of you used these gyms you've joined?
I have once. I did Pilates yesterday for the first time ever for my back.
Oh, I might go for a swim or something. I might just start off a bit easy. Go for a nice little leisurely swim, have a sauna.
You don't really want to say, do you?
Oh, no, you don't want to say which gym. You can tell me.
Is it very small in Soho then? Is it like, do you feel it's very intimate and people say hello to you?
I mean, this is my first day here because I just got back from Guernsey, but... Like, I've just been kind of hanging out in my flat and, you know, needed to go to the chemist. I was back in 10 minutes, went to get some food, back in 5 minutes, went to Starbucks downstairs. Do you know what I mean? It's so easy. My office is, like, under a minute away.
Fantastic.
So I had to join a gym. Otherwise, I'm going to be a right fat ass by the time I finish this production. But, yeah, it's just really nice. The only thing is that it's really, really noisy. But I think you just kind of get used to that after a while.
I know. I've lived in Soho for 5 years, and I actually loved the noise. I actually miss that. You know what I mean? Like when you're going to sleep, just hearing all the sort of it's sort of, you feel like you don't feel alone. It's very sort of
comforting. No, I know. I feel like I'm about to have a really amazing 9 weeks. I've got this flat for 9 weeks, and I think it's going to be amazing. Brilliant. I'm really looking forward to it. I've always wanted to live in Soho, and so I've just been given this flat for a while. I'm just going to make the most of it.
Will you do me a favour? Will you walk? You know Mead Street.
Yep.
Walk down Mead Street someday, and number 7.
Yep.
Or was it number 9?
Do you want me to go and wee on your doorstep for old
time's
sake?
Yeah.
And I'll throw up on it as well.
I think it's number nine Mead Street. That whole house. I used to live in the two top floors.
Brilliant. Okay, I'm gonna throw up in the doorway.
Go and have a look. Yeah,
did you get any Twittering? Like, did you tell anyone that we're doing a podcast today?
My Twittering is so bad at the moment because I haven't been able to do it because the communication on Guernsey was still a bit backward over there, and I had a dial-up connection and my phone wasn't working very well. So I was just completely out of communication with the rest of the world. But now I'm back. I'm going to start Twittering. I'm going to tell everyone about the podcast, say they're back, and we're not going to miss another one. I hope this one works, actually. I hope it's been a bit weird because there's a little bit of a delay and I can't hear you guys brilliantly, but we'll make sure we nail it for next time. This is basically we just recorded my first phone call to you since I left.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? Well, you never gave us your phone number.
That's pretty much what that was. That wasn't really a radio show, was it? It was just a chat.
No. People got to eavesdrop on our conversation.
I know, I liked it.
Yeah.
They got to see the real us.
Awesome.
And we literally do talk about sex and bikini lines.
I know, isn't that
weird?
But
that's brilliant, though. People want to know about that.
No, Well, actually, that's a good thing.
We'll walk away learning something.
Who does actually want to know about that? Because I just presume people want to know about that.
I just presumed everyone does it, but they don't, do they?
No, they don't. And I think this is where the world is in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Got to have a clean panel.
Okay, listen, I'm going to sign off because I've got to get ready for my hot date.
Ooh.
Okay.
Which I'm not giving you any information about.
Cool. Well, we know you've tied it up below.
Until next time.
Bye, Dawn.
Bye, Dawn.
Oh, bye, guys. I'll speak to you soon.
Love you long time.
Bye.